Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location. What's the big deal about Fridays? What is the big deal about Fridays? Now I'm being facetious or whatever. Coy, I'm not sure what the right word is, because I know damn well what the big deal about Fridays are or is. I've lived it. I've lived it in many different ways. From going to school and Friday having the weekend off, from working, running through Friday and looking towards Friday, having the weekend off. Back when I used to go out, you know, to parties and clubs and hang out on the weekend, knowing I didn't have to get up and go to work the next day, that was always something to look forward to. And payday. Most of my life, I've gotten paid on Friday. You know, I very rarely, if I can remember experiencing that first and 15th thing, getting paid on the first and 15th, I don't think I've ever experienced that. But I was so used to getting paid on Friday, especially back when I was drinking. Even though I drank every day, looking forward to that check every Friday when I got paid weekly, for whatever reason, which I'll try to go into later. There was a time where Friday would come, I'd get my check, I'd be looking forward to getting my check, going to get my beer, be it Old English at the beginning. Then I had to get off of that stuff and start drinking Miller Genuine Draft and going to Pooh Bah's. In fact, I was in Pasadena the other day and I rode by Pooh Bah's. The building is still there. I remember going to that old wooden building, creaky stairs, creaky floors, going through crates of vinyl, as we now call them. They used to be called albums in my day. Going through the used ones, finding some, you know, some stuff that I wanted to just check out because it was only 50 cents, 25 cents. And I think even back then, you know, I wasn't making a lot of money relative to what I'm making now. And I did have rent to pay, even though rent was a lot lower. You know, my income was a lot lower. So there was definitely a tension between how much disposable money I had and how much I didn't. So, you know, I could distinctly remember avoiding or not going into the dollar bin. I would stay in the cheap 25 cent, 50 cent bin and go through all those records and stand there, flip through them one by one. That was my thing. And this was before I would start drinking on Friday. You know, since I get my check. So I had that to look forward to. And then it got to the point where I got so far behind on my bills and payments that I'm sitting there on a Monday. And I'm realizing that come Friday, my Friday money is spent. The Friday money is spent. Now, some people say living paycheck to paycheck. It was like to the point I wasn't even doing that. But I guess technically, if I was to get the full breakdown of what living paycheck to paycheck means, that's probably the epitome of it. Because it was to the point where Monday, Tuesday, whatever, I'm like, all my money I get on Friday is spent. And it might even be that I owe more, that I couldn't afford, you know, so it wouldn't be any extra money left over for this. I can see on Monday that come paycheck Friday, ain't gonna be no extra money. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, what am I living and working for? You know, that was back in the time where I may have considered living with someone or getting roommates or cohabitating to keep the bills low. I'm like, what's the point of this? I probably didn't fully grow into understanding or the deep love and worship of having my own space like I do now. 20, 30 years of having my own space. I have evolved into a no compromise person. I can't compromise that no more. It's one thing I got to always have. And I think that even if I was to get into a relationship in which a more traditional relationship in which, you know, it'd be like living together or cohabitating. I don't even go as far as marriage. I don't even think I can consider that. Even though it's not off the board, I'm just so far away from that idea. I'm just so far away from that idea that I don't even throw that on the board. I just consider, you know, just have a relationship with somebody where everything but married. Basically, you do everything but are actually married. You know, share everything, cohabitate, you know, this and that, whatever I got, you got, whatever, you know, back and forth, 100% full blown. But I just don't see marriage as the institution as being, I was going to say a critical part of that or a part of that, but you get the drift. Even that, in that situation, it started off with separate bedrooms. And now I'm at the point where separate houses, separate places of residence. You know, you have yours, I have mine. You know, we can go back and forth, you know, freely. There's no like, okay, I'm here tonight, you can't come over. You know, it's like, oh no, you gotta stay in your house and I stay in my house. No, it's just completely back and forth. It's like a pool, but we just have two places. Because it might be a night or two where you wanna go and be alone and do your thing. Because there's definitely gonna be a time when I'm going to just wanna go to my place or even your place and just be alone. See, it wouldn't matter. It's the solitude. Sometimes I just need to shut it down and just be, you know, woof. And I think especially in relationships like that, where you're like glued to another person, you got to have some separation. Because I remember one time I was in a relationship, I think it was with Jackie at Avicom back in the 90s. And she pointed out to me that just because we go on vacation don't mean we got to spend 24 hours together. And that idea was quite novel to me, especially coming from her, who I never considered to be a person of high philosophical wisdom or understanding like that. But that was just basic breakdown, you know, nature, bare bones from the heart. You know, that didn't have to, it had to be all sophisticated. You know, that's sophisticated. I never thought Jackie's being sophisticated in certain ways. But that was just the bottom line. And that whole concept back in the 90s, early 90s, was just, you know, unheard of to me. When I was in a relationship, we was together 24/7. It was all or nothing. You know, it was just beyond traditional, probably. The intensity of togetherness and closeness was absolute. It was just like one. That's just, you know, how I thought about it. Now, I'm like, you know, you got yours, I got mine, we all this, we all that, but I got to have my place. You know, I got to have a place. And even then when I was living with somebody, I was living with Marcy, I think. I was like, you can do whatever you want to the rest of the house. And I'm in on it. Or the apartment. You can do whatever you want. Decorate it. I'm in on it. You can have everything you want. But I get one room that you can't come in, you can't do nothing, you can't say nothing about. And she was like, okay. And I use that to set up my computers and stuff. And, you know, have all my electronic-y stuff. And then, of course, eventually, some of her stuff started leaking in there. This and that started leaking in there, you know, after a few years where, you know, once I established a space, I was cool with, you know, sharing it. I was able to ease up off of it. But now, that sanctuary I got, I've been living there for over 20 years. And I got it just the way I want it. Set up as a studio office, whatever. It's comfortable and familiar. Then they came in and renovated it. Took out the carpet, put all new appliances, hardwood floor, walls, everything, fixtures. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I set everything up. I even redid, after they did that. No, I think I had redone my studio because the table was getting bad. So I went out and bought a new table and I bought new wood for shelves and all that. I think I redid my stuff before they renovated. So it just all came together. It just all came together. And I just love that place. And it's, I pay $1,800 a month. For maybe 800 square feet, if that. Maybe 400 or something like that. I don't know. One bedroom. I got underground parking. It's in a decent neighborhood. 20 minutes to Hollywood. 20 minutes to Venice Beach on a good day. 20 minutes to downtown. Right there on the Metro line. Right there at the flyway. Uber to a flyway. Get to LAX for about $25. 24 hours a day. Catch the bus to work. I was already on the Metro line back and forth to work. I did that for 10 years. Two different companies. Orange Line to the Red Line. I love where I live. I'm glad to pay that $1,800. But for $1,800, you can have this, you can have that. I don't need all that. In fact, I'm looking at my mother's house. And it's too big. I was like, because one time she was in a facility getting checked out or something for physical therapy. And I stayed at her house and she wasn't there. And it was the most wonderful thing in the world. It was the most wonderful thing in the world. You know, I was like, and I will have a reaction. I will have a reaction and I will be in the moment. And many a time, I've been here, there, New York, Paris, or whatever, blah, blah, and said, I can live here. I want to move here. This is the best place in the world in the moment. In the moment, whatever. I guess I was in the moment there. It was just wonderful. It's like, I can live here. I can move in. You know, and help out with her, save some money, you know, with her care or whatever. But I didn't realize. Is because she wasn't there. Then I realized it was so good to be because she wasn't there. Because her TV set be on all the time and loud. Now remember, I live by myself. I'm used to living by myself for 20 years. I don't be having a TV set on. I ain't one of them Negroes whose TV set be on all the time. In every room, it be a TV set on. Different channels even. I don't need that noise. I don't want it. Try to get only be basically no music. Or I don't even listen to music no more. And in fact, I was thinking I might need to start listening to music. It may help my energy and help maybe a misleading word, but it may up my energy, improve my energy and motivation, which is doing pretty good right now. Because I started this off, I was going to talk about, what was I talking about? Fridays. Yeah, happy Friday. I'm on Fridays and looking forward to Fridays and paydays and all that. And then went down the whole relationship living by myself thing. But anyhow, you know, my mother's TV be on all the time. It was on all night last night. I got all my doors shut and I still hear it. And I ain't used to that, to put it mildly. I ain't used to that. Let's just say that. So, like I said, she wasn't there and I was in that place. I'm like, ooh, I can do this, I can do that. I can put this here, I can do that. I can set that up here, I can have this. And I got into it in the moment and I got caught up. And then I realized, oh, when she came back, I was like, oh, big difference. Big difference. But, and I will say it's like that. But when I go and stay with my daughter, it's not as bad. And that made it sounds like detrimental to her, but it's not. It's almost good. The way we get along, the way we handle, you know, I guess our noise levels or whatever. But she do got a noise level. She's playing her music on her phone when she come downstairs, playing that damn rappy music or whatever. Not always rap, but you know, that music on her phone when she come downstairs. You know, and she like playing her music when she get dressed and, you know, do, you know, but it's not so bad. And she do be having TV on, but not like my mother, you know. You know, she like to watch her Housewives or whatever she watch. But now since she's doing her parlays, she be really on the phone most of the time, you know, watching her parlays and seeing if the Joker gonna get 25 or Tatum gonna get 30 tonight or whatever. So me and her seem to get along. Not get along, that's the way you put it. Doesn't seem to bother me, whatever. I go in my room, I shut the door. Now, the thing with that, I guess it all pales in comparison to when granddaughter's there. When granddaughter's there, when the monster's awake, forget it. And I say monster in an enduring, beautiful way. Just the energy, the pure curiosity and energy of exploration and play. And I was thinking, for a 2-year-old, whatever old she is, I enjoy being with her. I mean, she's not in, well, I guess intellectual might not be the word, but I learned from her. She's interesting. Interesting might be the word. She's very interesting to watch and, you know, be with. And I just enjoy being around her for what, I'm not even sure why. Because she's fun. She's, you know, she'll laugh and people need to use a beeper, use a ringer, riding by people like that. See that? You see me look at her too, she gonna look back. Riding up beside somebody. But, you know, she's fun, she laughs, you know, she's creative, and it's always something. If she's up, you gotta be turned on. You gotta be ready. You know, if she's up, you gotta be ready, and that doesn't seem to bother me. What it does is, it wears you out. You get tired. You need a break. You can't. It's almost too difficult, or whatever. You just need a break. You need a break. Well, at least I do. And then even her mother says she need a break too, and ain't got no qualms with making that statement and saying that. You know, saying, hey, I need a break. So, because the energy is true, it's genuine, but it's nonstop. From the moment you hear them feet boom, 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 boom on the floor, and whatever the noise she's making, here she comes down the steps, and you hear her run across the floor, boom, 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 and run to my door, knock on my door. I'm in the door and she's standing there looking at me. I look at her. We don't say nothing. We just kind of scowl at each other for a moment. And she'll push me. And she'll just come in and push me by the side, come in the room. Either go right for my keyboard or my keypad or something. Go sit in the chair. If she come in the room and ain't nobody in that chair, she going to the chair. And she know now that before she get in the chair, to pull it closer to the table. Because ain't no sense of being in the chair if you can't reach the keyboard. So she'll struggle to pull the chair to the table and then climb in it. Turn around, look at me before she touch the keyboard because she knows she ain't supposed to. And then do it, you know. That whole thing. So that part, whatever it is, it don't. But I still need a break though. And the break I get is, I guess when I'm working, they're not there. My daughter works the same hours I do, so she's at work usually when I work. And it comes, because 12 to 8 here, it's 3 to 11 there. And that's the hours my daughter was working, you know, now I think she worked nights. You know, so that could be something too. You know, so I gotta have the nights to myself, you know, because after work, she gone, put on my podcast, sit in my chair, you know, have my snacks or whatever, and just kind of, you know, in that solitude or quietness or that space that I'm so used to having. But anyway, it's different. I'll say that's one of the, I can actually say that's one of the few places where I go and stay that I don't be sitting there, ooh, I can't wait to get home. That's one of the few places where I don't be going, ooh, I can't wait to get home. You know, I've always had that no matter where I've gone, no matter where I've been. I go, I have a good time, can't wait to get there. Everything is cool, perfect. I mean, there's nothing more I can ask for. Food, drink, camaraderie, you know, whatever. But it's come a time, even at my daughter's house. 2 weeks seems to be my limit. 2 weeks, I started to get a little grumpy. I need to get back into my space. But 2 weeks is a long time if you think about it in my life. But anyway, happy Friday. Not sure how I went down that road. But happy Friday. And as I was saying, as I get older, and I'm not living paycheck to paycheck anymore, meaning if it's payday or not, it don't matter. The money's there. It doesn't matter. Payday or not, bills are paid, money goes in, and now with, you know, direct deposit and online paying everything, I don't even see the money. Money is all logical now. It's all transfers and this and that. To the point that where I'm walking around with cash I done had in my wallet for probably 3, 4, 5 months. Probably maybe longer than that. Maybe there's a 20 in there that, you know, it just be in there. Because the only time I get cash, when I go to the airport, I go someplace and walk by that ATM in Terminal 5, the Bank of America ATM in Terminal 5. And just get some cash just in case. And sometimes I go, you know, I just stop by there. It's across from like this food court place where I used to go get my smoothies. And they stopped doing smoothies during COVID. And so I stopped there. And the one time I went in there, they played Knee Deep. LAX, Terminal 5. And I stopped by that ATM and go to get money. Look at my wallet. I still got money, cash from the last time. So, you know, with Fridays come, it's just like, you know, what am I looking forward to? And I think that's what it comes down to. What am I looking forward to? And with me, especially with the, you know, quit smoking the nicotine and having that to look forward to after work, having something to look forward to. Now it's a snack. You know, after I get off work, okay, well, as soon as I get off work, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. And so what I've been doing is not starving myself during the day, but I don't eat during the day. I just let it build up. Anticipation, ooh, I'm gonna get off work. I'm gonna go, I'm gonna do this, do that. There's some chicken there, this or that. And now that I got my cravings kind of under control, I can get, I'm eating healthier. I'm not eating as much, number one. And I'm eating healthier, not as decadent. I'm not eating like fried chicken, hot dogs. You know, I actually made some frozen vegetables with marinara sauce in it. And it was fairly healthy, if you think about it. And I would eat that with some potato chips. And that would satisfy me. I'd be good with it. So, you know, I'm definitely getting better in that aspect. I'm definitely getting better in that aspect to where my cravings and my hungers and my urges are definitely being under control. But happy Friday anyway, even though, what am I looking too forward to it on Friday? Sleeping in on Saturday, getting up not having to work for 2 days. And now I almost dread that because I'm probably gonna eat too much. I'm probably gonna eat so much that it's gonna throw off all this progress or whatever I'm making. So I gotta watch that. Even though, because I will lay in the bed, I'll probably lay in the bed an hour or two later, you know, hour or two. And I'll say, oh, and I'll be laying there. In my mind, I literally believe, and I literally say, I'm staying in bed all day long. That's, you know, that's what I literally say. And I like literally believe it. We got a homeless person doing something creative. That's what I was looking at. I like laying in bed thinking in my mind, somebody said, you know what? I get my stuff later. I'm just gonna lay here. I ain't doing nothing today. After usually about an hour of that, I'm up, getting something to eat, and going back to bed, or going for get my walk, or both. Going for my walk on my alternate route, hitting routes on the way back with just a bunch of goodies. And even that has changed. It used to be a horrific amount of goodies I used to get, but that's curbed down a lot to where I can moderate that even. So happy Friday. Happy Friday. For whatever reason, Friday is always, I guess Friday is something to look forward to. Friday is just plain and simply something to look forward to, the anticipation. I guess I get off on that anticipation, that preparation, that anticipation, that something to look forward to, that pleasure, reward, whatever. Like today, when I woke up, people be riding by me so close. COVID protocol, people. There ain't no reason for you to be riding that damn close to me. Run his ass over. Oh. You talking about something else. So I woke up today, Friday. I get on the scale. It said 216.8. I was happy. I was thrilled. 216 in the morning, first way. 216. That's damn good. Especially after last night, I kind of indulged myself a little bit. Had some fried chicken and some kind of pita chips, along with my vegetables and marinara sauce and a couple pieces of chicken that I made at home. My mother had some fried chicken. I don't know where she got it from, but it is good. I'm gonna find out where my sister got it from. I just had a piece and ate some chips and stuff while I watched. We watched Chicago Fire, season 1, episode 15. Chicago Fire. I like watching it for some reason. It's good. It's good. I guess I've grown to know the characters, not identify, but relate to the characters. This and that. You know, some of it's good. Some of the things they do in that show is good. Some of it is corny. Some of it you go, why did you do that? You know, that just fell apart. You did all this good up here. You're just going to let that storyline just fall apart like that. The one I'm thinking about now is Cruz. Cruz let that gang member die. And all of a sudden, Mouch just says, I forgive you. And that whole thing is over. He turning his badge and all this and all that. And they kind of ended that kind of abruptly. But I'm pretty sure it'll spin back. And I love Voight. Voight from Chicago PD. That whole thing with him and Casey was just good. I like Voight. I even like Voight in Chicago PD. You know, because Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, they kind of all intermix. As my mother will constantly tell you. But, so I woke up 216.8 today. I was excited. Oh, 216, yeah. Blah, blah, yeah. Then I looked. Yesterday, I woke up. I was 217.4 or something like that. Or, you know, something like, you know, it was just in the low 217s. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I only lost 0.6 or something like that. I only lost like 0.6 point, I think it was 2.2.4 0.6 or something like that. Oh yeah, I only lost 0.6. It was 217.4 and I was 216.8 this morning. So I only lost 0.6. I guess to a regular person, to wake up the next day having lost 0.6 pounds is a win. I ain't no ordinary person. I don't accept that. I ain't happy just because I woke up this morning. The day still owes me. Just because I woke up, I ain't happy. I woke up, now what we gonna do? Now I'm happy what's in front of me. Waking up is a given. I thank my ancestors and all the life forms that evolved over billions of years to get me to a point, to put in the work, trial and failure and evolution to create creatures that can wake up in the morning with the reliability that we do. I don't think it's an accident that I wake up in the morning. Work went into it. Billions of years of evolution of work went into making sure or creating a creature that can reliably wake up in the morning and not be dependent on some arbitrary deity deciding whether it's your day or not. That's just ridiculous if you ask me. But anyway. So I wake up and I'm like, oh, that's only 0.6 pounds. That's nothing. But, you know, I guess going down 0.6 is better than going up. It's much better than going up. You know, I got to think about it that way. But I don't. I think about it as how I should be losing more. How come I didn't lose more? How come I didn't go down 2? How come I didn't go down 1 whole pound? 1.2, huh? I could have done better. That's the way I look at it. But I'll take it. I'll go back. I'll get home today. I should be about, I'll probably be 214.4. And I'll take that. I will be 214.4. And I'll take that on a Friday. But like I said, it comes to what I'm going to do tonight. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do Sunday? I should shoot for a number. You know, keeping busy, not being too lazy. I'll get my 10,000 steps in. This is me having therapy for myself. This is me talking out the weekend, my weekend plan to myself. And I'll get up, I gotta figure out, I should think of something to do. But what's exciting? You know, I done did it all. Not did it all, but you know what I mean. What's exciting? It's to the point where I'm cool just laying in the bed, playing on my computers, watching TV, playing my videos, and my electronics, and creating, doing that to a point, being horizontal, just enjoying the thoughts of my own head. I really enjoy that. Not too many things compared to that. I'm gonna tell you now, not too many things compared to that. Oh, here comes the train, actually. There's one actually coming. Last time I did this, one didn't come. But now this one's the one coming this time. Even the walkway got a little arm. See that? Is that not cool? Even the walkway got a little arm. Last one time I came up here, that thing rang for like 15 minutes. Me and granddaughter was here. That thing rang, seemed like it rang for 10 minutes and no train came. And the line started to back up. And people in the car was asking me, any train coming? I was like, nope. We started walking back. We couldn't even wait till I wanted to see the train. It never came. So, it's about tomorrow to Friday. So it looks like I'll go ahead and there's not too much junk at my mother's house. Oh, another thing I was thinking about doing is not starving myself. I eat breakfast at about 11 or so. Then I don't eat again until 8. And I need to probably put a little something in my stomach between then to knock that craving off. I bet you that'll help. Because at work, when I went into the office, I ate breakfast like at 11. And as soon as I got to the office, I ended up having a hamburger and a french fry. And that early. So I was kind of, not full, but I had a nice stomach, you know, it was no, I didn't have no craving to eat. Wasn't even thinking about eating because my stomach was right. And I went the whole day. I was able to go the whole day. I think I might have had some small bag of chips or something, you know, something small after that. Then I got to my mother's. I think I had minimal food. And I think I liked the way the weight came off. I didn't have that bigger meal after work. I didn't have the craving to have such a substantial meal after work because I ate during the day. So I'm thinking I might try that today. I might try to eat at 4. I might try just like a half a piece of chicken or something. I'll put something in my stomach at 4. Something like that, because I don't have any vegetables or anything too healthy. Unless I look at my mother's refrigerator, see if she got a salad, make a little salad, something, you know, just to put in my stomach to knock that edge off. So we'll come 8. I don't be like, I don't be so ravenous at 8 when I get off work. You know, something like that. But we'll see. Anyways, happy Friday. Happy Friday. I'm happy. The weight is coming off. I'm feeling good. And this week also commented, you know, about, I said, there is nothing I love more than being Jeffrey. And that is just so true. I just love who I am, what I am. I love spending time with myself, probably more than anything. And that's where You know, sometimes I think I might need to socialize more because when I'm around other people, it does bring my spirit up. And when I'm by myself, even though I love it so much, it mellows me. It can like almost bring my metabolism down to a degree, if I could put it that way, you know? My energy level, my vibration changes. You know, I'm not vibrating at such a high level when I'm into myself. And I love being that. I just love spending time with myself. You know, and it comes to a point to where, would you rather go do this or stay here and spend time with yourself? I just love spending time with myself. You know, would you rather do that or would you rather spend time with... And a lot of times when I go someplace or go do something, I set it up to where I'm spending, I'm by myself. That's why the P-Funk shows, well, I say it's because people be late and you got to accommodate for other people and compromise with other people when you go to P-Funk shows with other people. I said, no, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not doing this ever again. And for a long time, I didn't. Then one time I did, and I got bit. As soon as I started including the people in my plans, I can't take it. I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience. Because when I say I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be there at 2:58. Knocking on your door. And everybody don't operate like that. And I understand it's me. I'll take the hit for it. Got no problem. I just factor everybody out. I just factor everybody, like with my daughter. Every time I say, let's do this, do this. She always do, yeah, so-and-so coming, so-and-so coming. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. You causing yourself a headache. You say, oh, we can get this person, let's get this person. You know, because and that's what family and, you know, properly socialized people do. And I'm not properly socialized. And I probably said that braggingly. I'm probably proud of that fact, that I'm outside the normal, what is perceived to be normal human socialized habits and tendencies. Because ain't nothing in the world like going to P-Funk show by myself. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Going to a Steeler game by myself. There's something to it. And when I go, it's like, and the reason I said that I love myself, I love nothing more than being Jeffrey. I love nothing more than being Jeffrey is because I was at work and I was just talking. I mean, I'm just like talking to myself, talking out loud, talking to whoever, talking to whatever. And I caught myself doing that. And I remember my secondary report card. It said, Jeffrey talks to himself or to anyone around him whenever he pleases. And I was proud of that. And I still do it. And that's why I started this whole thing off about, that's what made me say that I love nothing more than being Jeffrey. Because when I travel by myself, it's the same. Whoever's around, whatever's around, I'm having a conversation. I'm talking. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to the ATM. I'm talking to the car going by me. I'm just, you know, this is a constant communication. It may be unidirectional, especially if I'm talking, well, even if I'm talking to those pipes over there, even if I'm talking to these pipes right here, they're talking back. They're giving me something back, you know, from the visual. Or I can imagine they're giving me something back from the visual. You know what I mean? So it's like there's, you know, maybe a form of exchange there. Maybe from, you know, however they paint it, whoever did the work to paint them, the artistry of the creation of it. If there's numbers or writing on it, there's communication. I'm receiving information from it. That's what I'm receiving information from it. That's what it is. I'm receiving information. And no matter, so you can receive information from inanimate objects. And if I'm receiving information, that's communication. Is it? Yeah. So when I go by myself to P-Funk shows or from the football game, I'm talking to everybody and everything, whoever's around me. And if ain't nobody around me, I talk to myself. And if ain't nobody around me, and I talk to myself, I get the camera out and do this. Wow, see how beautifully it all comes together? You see how beautifully it all comes together, or how I put it together, or how it was created? Maybe I just took the tools that were out there, matched the tools that I gravitated to fit my personality, to build whatever this is, this Jeffrey TV thing. To build this Jeffrey TV thing. It's just beautiful. The internet came, boom. I was electronics, crystal radios, electronic technician, CB radios. It just all came together to be all my passions matched my interest in technology to create this thing that I love so much, this Jeffrey TV thing. It meshes with my personality, my expression, my philosophies, my ideas, my independence. All that can go into my passions for technology and all that, and the internet. And God knows, let's not forget the fact we can create music in our living rooms now. We can create music, studio quality music in our living rooms due to the electronics and computers that I already had a passion for and a knowledge for and know how to use them. See, when computers came out, there was a lot of musicians out there who knew the music. They knew, you know, how to do the music, but they didn't know computers. So now all of a sudden you can make music on a computer. So there was a disconnection between these very skilled musicians and their lack of computer skills. So there was a huge rift. And that somewhat gave me an advantage in a ways, because I knew computers and I learned the technology. So I learned how to make music on computers, where they had more musical knowledge and this and that, chords and progressions and this and all that. But I knew how to do it on the computer. And they were so far from that. I think some of them still haven't made it over. You know, some of them still probably haven't jumped that. In fact, I know people at work who've retired. Different job. People retired because they didn't want to learn computers. So they couldn't. Some couldn't learn computers. They just didn't have the capacity. The connections in their brain just didn't, you know, fit so easily. They couldn't make the jump from this to that. How could this relate to that? And it didn't become intuitive. You know, with kids nowadays, they're growing up with it. You know, so they already know. You know, they just grow up swiping and know how computers work, how to hit that and punch that and touch that, and how you're supposed to move a mouse and all that. I remember showing my father how to use a mouse. It was not intuitive at all. It just wasn't, you know. So now I can, you know, all the technologies out today almost seem like it was designed to fit into my personality, into what I wanted to do and accomplish. And the most powerful tools being created, the internet, the computer, is my specialty. I specialize in computers. So I definitely have a major advantage. And personality-wise, and the fact that I like to be independent and not work with nobody. No, I like working with people. Take that back. I do like working with people. It's not that I don't like it. I just really love working by myself. I just love not being reliable or dependent on anybody or anything else. That's why I learned how I'm making music, how to get drums. How to do drums, how to get them drums. I didn't need a drummer. And I'm like, in the early days, I'm like, asking musicians, I'm like, why do we need this? Why do we need that? In fact, there was a certain member of Parliament Funkadelic who got mad and hollered at me. He got upset, talking about, you can't make no music in your house. You got to go into the studio. You need a good studio. You need this, you need that. This was like back in 2007, 2008. I was like, okay. I remember sitting in the backseat of his car when he was going to Walmart. I was taking him to Walmart to get his first computer. And we riding up the street. And he's like, ah, you still gonna have to, you know, go in the studio. You're gonna need this, you're gonna need that. I was like, and see, and back then I really wasn't sure. I was like, well, maybe he right. Because obviously, you know, he should know more than me. But at that point in computers, even though I knew a little, I knew more than him. And I just didn't have the confidence. I didn't know I knew. And then come to find out, year or so later, whatever, I helped him make an album, make a record. We released a record that he made completely at home. So, I mean, all that comes together to fit my desires and my passions. The technology of today came to fit with my passions and my philosophy and my understanding of myself. And I'm not sure if my philosophy, my understanding, and all that of myself adjusted to the technology or the kind of meshed, or I just kind of pulled whatever. Get Off. I remember when Get Off came out. I was over in Noreen's house on Wallace, Farrell. Used to go over there, hang out. Back in the Cheech and Chong days, when Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke came out. I was 16, 17, so you can figure it out. Remember Get Off came out by Foxy. She had that album. We used to listen to it over there. Anyway, I don't know if you heard that. Somebody was playing Get Off in that car. So it all comes together. Even stereo in the car. What are they listening to? They may be listening to Spotify. They may be listening to a CD, A-track, all of that. I was all on top of all of that. A-tracks. Having the stereo, you know, the booming system in your car. I was on top of all that. Some say I was the first person to have a booming system in Youngstown. Ride down Hillman Street, ride down the strip, P-Funk blasted out of my car. Nobody had seen that before. They wasn't ready for that. I mean, I ain't gonna say they weren't ready. They had never seen that before. You know, they didn't do that back then. I figured out how to put them 6x9s on that rear deck and get that bass in that trunk. And then eventually, I found out how to get that equalizer and take that middle out. Oh my God. See, it's been my life. It's been my life. And that's why I love being Jeffrey. It's just plain and simply why I love being Jeffrey and independent. Talk to trees, talk to myself, talk to the camera. Use the technology available to me to produce and create things. Internet, and oh my God, internet, the greatest collection of knowledge and data in the history of humankind. I mean, what else is there? What else is there? Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Hypothesis of all as one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.